You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. She marries glass, metal, and color to produce unique and unusual paintings full of feeling. Artist Nicole Chesney has a new exhibition of paintings that opens this Friday in Sun Valley. Her work is also part of the permanent collection at the Boise Art Museum, as well as the Smithsonian American Art Museum. She has a unique style of preparing the surface that she paints. She lives and works in Rhode Island, but she came by Boise this week before her Friday exhibition in Sun Valley, and she joins me in studio. Welcome to the program, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
First question for you. How did you become an artist?
I don't think I became an artist. I think I was born an artist. I always knew I would work with my hands, making things long before I could really articulate what that meant. Even as a little kid, all I wanted was box of scrap paper and crayons. I certainly had dolls that I played with, but I wasn't really interested in the dolls necessarily. They were a scale reference for all the little things I would make for them. And then as I got older, I understood, gradually what it meant to be an artist. So I don't feel like I've ever had a choice.
It's what you were meant to
this
do.
This is all I am driven to do.
And so you paint. That's really your genre.
Yes.
And what was that always something you were drawn to? Was the painting or the drawing, as you talked about when you were younger?
I have a love of materials in general, and my background is actually trained as a sculptor. I started out as a metalsmith as an apprentice when I was 14 and explored everything I could get my hands on, from making furniture to ceramics to photography, and fell in love with glass in college. And so I have a love of materials, and those choices are very important to me. And after 20-some years of exhibiting, I still routinely return to glass because nothing manipulates light the way glass does. And light is an integral part of the experience of my paintings.
So you create oil paintings and over acid etched and mirrored glass, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it's radio, so we can't show this. So can you describe for our listeners what that looks like?
Absolutely. So I'm very fortunate that as my career and practice has grown, that I can now utilize the assistance of a lot of outside fabricators to help me make my work. So my studio is actually a very solitary painter's studio, but glass is obviously a very industrial material. And so those processes happen outside the studio. The glass is actually now made for me at a factory in Canada. In order to have them prepare the glass to my specifications, I have to acquire 1 ton of glass at a time. That's the minimum order.
Where do you put 1 ton of glass?
So this is all the logistics.
Right.
So that glass comes down via truck from Canada to Providence, Rhode Island, where I live and work, and goes to a fabricator where they store it for me. Then I bring my sketches over as to how I want these sheets of glass cut and prepared. All of these things I once did, and now I have trained them over the years. So they're really like an extension of practice.
Of what you do.
Yes, and they practically feel like brothers at this point. You know, we've known each other for 15 years, and
well, that's good. So you can tell them exactly what to do.
Absolutely. Yes.
And they better listen.
They love it.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
So these panels are, the sheets of glass are cut and edged, so the edges are safe and have the finish on them that I want. And there's an armature on the back that the viewer never sees, but provides a structural component.
Okay.
For the stability of the work and how it gets hung on the wall. So all of that is handled over there. And then the panels are delivered to my studio, essentially ready for me to paint on. So very similar to the way a more traditional painter might have canvases stretched for them.
Okay.
And delivered.
So you just basically use glass instead of canvas.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
And so I work directly on the wall. The pieces are hung on a wall, and then I'm painting on them, again, much like a painter would work on a canvas.
And so like you were saying then with glass, it's got to be that. I mean, when light hits glass in a certain way, it can be stunning. I mean, we've seen that. You go into any church, right?
Absolutely.
With stained glass. And depending upon the time of day, a piece of stained glass can look kind of dull, but then the sun can hit it or a cloud can go by. So is that what you were drawn to?
Absolutely. That there is a constant and ever-changing revelation that comes from the work. That there's an ephemeral quality to, even though it's a fixed object on the wall, even if the lighting condition is fixed, say an interior room with no windows and just electric lighting, the fact that you move around the piece means that your relationship to that light bouncing off of the work also changes. So they're always moving, in a sense. And because of that, the colors tend to shift or reveal different things. And the same piece will look entirely differently, even hung on opposite sides of the same room.
Yeah. So when you've even done your paintings, then, I mean, are there these moments where you step back from it and you're kind of taken, you know, by surprise by it because of that light? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, you might have an idea in your head and then you stand back and you're like, wow.
Absolutely. My working process is actually very slow and meditative in a sense, so that I have time to experience the work's development.
Mm-hmm.
I produce about 10 to 15 works a year. So these are hundreds of layers of very sheer oil paint built up one layer at a time so that I can experience how the piece is changing. And also, what does it look like in the evening? What does it look like with the lights on or off? I have beautiful natural northern light in my studio, but I deliberately come in the evenings to see what it looks like at night, or if a storm's rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a development over 3, 6 months, a year, because they really do deserve that mm-hmm. lingering experience in front of them.
I'm speaking with artist Nicole Chesney. She has a new exhibition of paintings that opens this Friday in Sun Valley. Some of her permanent work, though, is at the Boise Art Museum. So how did some of your permanent work get to the Boise Art Museum?
Well, I am honored to be included in the collection of the Boise Art Museum. And this is my first visit to Boise and the museum. And thank you for having me as well. I've admired the museum's collection from afar. And Andrea Friesen, who represents my work with a sense of care and stewardship that any artist would be grateful and honored to have advocate on their behalf. She recently celebrated an anniversary of 30 years in the field, which is, frankly, an epic, Herculean milestone and achievement. And I wanted to do something publicly to recognize such a career of championing not just my work, but so many other artists' work. And
because you need people like that.
Yeah, we need everyone.
Right.
A work of art doesn't exist without a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one thing to make a piece, but it has to get out into the world. And a great gallery shares that work with anyone who wants to walk in and experience it. And for her to be able to share, again, not just my work, but the work of countless artists over three decades with untold thousands of visitors, I felt really deserved a more public recognition. And Boise Art Museum, being the jewel in the state of public institutions, art museums, I asked if that was something that we could do together.
That's great.
And so they very graciously have accepted a piece into the collection in honor of Andrea Friesen.
And then with the exhibition that will be at the Friesen Gallery in Sun Valley, how many works of yours will be on display?
There are 11 new pieces on display.
So all new pieces?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you get them from Rhode Island to Sun Valley?
A lot of preparation and an enormous amount of
fingers crossing, toes crossed,
yes.
Everything crossed.
So the logistics of that depend on the scale of the actual pieces. Some of these works are crated, so rather large, mm-hmm. Custom-made wood crates.
You don't just put them on a moving truck and hope for the best.
That is one approach.
Okay.
It's not one I feel very comfortable with. not one I recommend, nor would my insurance company co-sign.
Right? Yeah.
So some works travel in crates, and then maybe smaller works go in these custom, to call them cartons is an understatement, but there's very specific kinds of foam padding and wrapping, and I actually enjoy the whole packing process. And yesterday, when I was visiting the Boise Art Museum, if you go, and I recommend that everyone go immediately to the museum, but when you enter, you'll see a very intriguing and very large crate that when you return on August 11th,
Crate will be gone.
No, well, the contents will be revealed.
Oh.
So I don't know what's inside. But in addition to being intrigued by its contents, I, of course, am looking at the crate like, what can I learn from this? How do they make
crate? Oh, how
do
they pack it? How do they do it? Oh, interesting.
Because, again, especially when one works with glass, you could make the most amazing piece. But if you can't get it from point A to point B, it's problematic.
It's a problem, yeah, yeah. Well, I so appreciate our conversation today. And your exhibition begins Friday night at the Friesen Gallery in Sun Valley. Thank you again for coming in, Nicole.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. My guest today, artist Nicole Chesney. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.